This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Good evening, everybody. It is Sunday, March the 3rd, and this is Doing the Thing. I am Lakika Chowdhury, and I am here with Wizard Radio Station's Ananya Goyal.
Hey guys.
Anushka Rai.
Hello.
And Lisa Gilmore.
Hi.
From the podcast Unwinding to talk to you guys about everything that's happening in our worlds this week. How are we, guys? How are we doing today?
Doing great, yeah, thank you. What about you? How's everyone else?
I'm doing good.
It's been a good Sunday.
You know, the weather is gorgeous, so I am doing good today. So, to everybody listening, if you are listening live on Wizard Radio Station, where we do the thing live from Sunday, every Sunday I should say, from 8 p.m. UK time, this is how you can get involved. You can tweet us or DM us on Instagram and Twitter at Wiz Radio. You can drop us a text 078-071-83538. Drop us an email, station@wizardradio.com, and all of our contact details are on our website, as usual, wizardradio.com. So guys, I'm excited about this. We have so much to talk about. This is going to be so much fun. Is anybody interested in talking about anything specific, or shall I start us off?
Start us off.
Okay, so I don't know if you guys caught up on the Brits that happened last night. Anybody watched it? I haven't officially caught the highlights, but I live on Twitter, so I've seen a lot. But did anybody see Ray winning 6 awards and just breaking records left, right, and center?
I heard about it.
I saw that. How amazing.
I know, and she is just, not only she's so beautiful, but she's like an amazing singer. So what do we think? Because we know that she used to be signed to a major record label, and now she's completely independent and she's released this amazing debut album. What do we think, guys, about independent artists and the music scene?
I heard that happened, but I'm not sure why it happened or why she left. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any like tea on that?
No, I don't know. I looked into it, but I couldn't find anything. But I think it's very interesting when it comes to independent artists, because now it's not easy to know who's independent or not. You have to be like, are you signed to somebody? Or maybe it's just me, because I don't know who's signed by who. All I know is Taylor Swift has a company that she works for, and that's it. Nobody else. I don't know anybody else.
Yeah, same. I used to kind of figure it out earlier, because I used to think that independent artists' music used to be really underground, and you couldn't easily, it wasn't mainstream as such. But now I think independent artists are really dominating the music scene, and it's so hard to tell them apart, who's signed to a label, who's not.
Yeah, I think there's like a celebration almost. It's almost like everyone's kind of, like, the way I see it, rather than just sort of like opening that back door for mainstream artists to come in, it's kind of like all the doors, all the windows are open, like everyone come in, like we just want to sort of celebrate what you have, and if it's great art, it's great art, and we love it. So
Yeah, exactly. I was reading this, I was telling Ananya this before the show, actually, is that I found a really interesting statistic, which is Spotify made, I think it was £9 billion in revenue last year, and half of that was from independent artists, which is insane. Yeah. If you think about it, because these are people who don't have anybody backing their brilliant albums, and the albums are amazing. But I think also one of the things it links to is like social media. It's like we see all of these artists on TikTok. I'm not going to deny it. So much of my songs, so many songs that I listen to are saved from TikTok.
Loads of my songs are saved from like Nero, Cafe Nero or Starbucks, and I'm just Shazamming them, and I find like all my independent artists that way. So a coffee shop is a good place to hear them.
Yeah, that's a great way.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's crazy how TikTok provides this, like the virality that comes from TikTok. Like I was talking to a friend the other day and she was telling me how her friend, who was an independent artist, he was looking for different TikTok creators to work with them to collaborate on his new song so that they could then use it in the background of, you know, their day in the life blog or whatever it may be, just because it's such an avenue now for, you know, just getting it out there. It's crazy in such a cool way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I think that earlier, so we had SoundCloud, which was kind of where everybody would go and release their music. But since TikTok has come up, it's become so easy for everybody to put their songs, music out there, and people can make you viral like that. In a split second, and you're all over the place. So it's insane that way.
Thank you.
I was going to say, I think TikTok definitely has, like, it gathers more momentum really quickly and it's a lot more widespread. Whereas obviously Justin Bieber, I think he became famous from YouTube, I believe. Yeah. So there probably still are a lot of artists that do sort of get discovered on YouTube and things. Like, I don't know if you guys have heard of Tori Kelly. Yeah, she's her songs are so lovely, and I just randomly discovered her on YouTube. But I think TikTok definitely, if you compare TikTok to YouTube, it definitely sort of has a lot more of a widespread, immediate impact as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is your guys' favorite way to consume content right now?
Oh, I live on TikTok. I have a Gen Z sister. I have a Gen Z sister, and the only way I communicate with her is via TikToks and reposts. She'll just send me things, and I'll be like, oh, she slept and eaten today. So TikTok is my, that's where I get everything from.
So back in India, TikTok was banned. So our alternative has been Instagram Reels. So I'm kind of addicted to that majorly, and that's, I relate to what Likia said. Because I send reels and memes to my friends, and they do so to me, and that's kind of the only way we're in touch with each other majorly throughout the day.
Yeah, and the thing is, one of the things that I find with TikTok is obviously we have our own algorithm, or with Instagram, for example, and you've got your own, like what I see on my TikTok page is very different to what my sister sees. But what's nice is that when music goes popular, most people see it. So I don't know if you guys have heard of, like, say, David Krishna, because he started singing unreleased songs and now has, you know, my friends have been to his concerts and they were like, oh, I just saw that he became really popular and I found him on Spotify. And I was like, this is very hurtful because I found him on, I've been watching his TikToks and I haven't been to his concerts yet, but you know, it's okay, it'll happen. We'll make it happen.
I've played a lot of David Krishna songs on my show, actually, so it's been a few on there. Yeah, but I think another way that I find artists that I haven't heard about before, I discover them, is my friend actually introduced this to me. So she's like running like a little business, and then to get more views, she basically kind of clicks on the trending song. I mean, obviously if it's trending, they're probably obviously a little bit more mainstream. But yeah, if I haven't heard about artists before, that's a new way that I kind of find out about them, because I'm kind of, if I'm helping her, I'll look and I'll be like, okay, what's going to sort of reach more people again? And Instagram is quite a good way to do that.
I like it. You know what I also like, sidetracking, is how we can put songs on our Instagram posts now. I mean, it's not now, it's been around for like a year. But I'm like, yes, I don't need a caption. Just have a song.
It says it all.
Have me.
Exactly.
My picture and have a song. You don't get to know what I'm talking about, but just have my music.
You know what it reminds me of is when you had a song on your MySpace.
Yes.
Did you guys do that? Like, that was so important for me. I loved it so much. Am I aging myself by saying that?
No, no. So look at Ananya just looking at us right now, because she's like, I don't know
what you're
talking
about. She's like, no.
I am literally clueless.
She's the baby of our friendship group. She doesn't even know what MySpace is.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, my God. I wish I didn't know what it was, but
well, I'm going to remain inconspicuous.
But it sounds cool if you could add songs to it.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was
but
really quite fun.
it was low key kind of savage how we had our top eight.
Oh my God, yes.
Can we talk about
Yeah,
that?
why not?
How was that okay? So basically, I'll explain what that was. So on your profile, right? Let's say it was like a downgraded version of Facebook, and on your profile you had your profile picture and you had a song that you could select, you had your friends and whatever. But then there was also a section where you could it was called Top Eight. And so you could basically you're ranking your friends, I guess, in order. And it was in order too. Like it was very explicit why somebody was in top one, top two, number three, number four. And so you could rank them. And I don't know what the purpose of it was other than to hurt each other's feelings.
No,
Like
but the way we would be like, why is this person's top number one changed? Like it was like that. It was like, why is your number one changed? What's happened? Have you broken up? Like it was an
Oh my
obsession.
God.
Or if you like got in a fight with a friend or something and you would slide people around and move people around,
So that was like the
insane.
launch pad of
Wow, that sounds extremely controversial.
It's like the launch pad of all the drama like
Yeah.
online. Because you know when people see, oh, so and so's unfollowed so and so. MySpace is kind of like the birthing
Yes.
of
Do you
that.
remember?
No, you
Sorry,
go for it.
sorry. But do you remember this time where Instagram used to have this section where you could see people's activities, who followed whom and who
Yes.
unfollowed and who liked what?
Yes.
That was crazy.
Also savage.
I
Yeah.
remember when it became I remember when it became super popular because I think it was Henry Cavill liked a picture of Demi Lovato. Then Demi Lovato liked a picture of him, followed him back, and people were like, "Wait, this is too much information." It was something along those lines because he posted like a shirtless picture. I mean, I get it, it's Henry Cavill, but like that's when I was like, "This is problematic. This is very MySpace problematic."
I used to get. Sorry, yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm
Sorry.
just saying that I used to get a lot of tea on people in my school and who's up to what. So it was nice that way.
I think also on the same page was on Facebook when you would do like when you would break up with somebody. I don't know if you guys ever did this where it was like, you know, it would say, example, like Lisa Gilmore is now single, and it would show up as an activity on
Yes. Oh
everybody's
yeah.
timeline.
Oh
Like it was the way
yeah.
of notifying, you know, your friends, like, I'm off them, I'm on the market again.
Or like,
Like,
or when you're having issues and you'd be like, it's complicated.
do people, I've never seen that. Do people actually do that?
People actually did that.
And then you'd be like, what's happening? And they'd be like, no, I just don't want to
Wow.
talk about it right now, you know? But you put it on Facebook for all of us to see.
No, that's just.
Exactly.
Honestly, it's all of these things are digital languages. Like I was just talking to my one of my best friends about, she was like, this guy keeps liking my story. And after we had this full-on conversation, I was like, the way that men used to build buildings and now they're
Oh
liking
my
our
God.
stories, and this is the
It's
like,
true.
I
They're slide
can't
down to
they're
the
not even
end.
reacting. They're not even reacting. No,
Right.
it's
It's
not
not
even
even
a
a
reaction.
reaction.
It's just the like, the
No.
little love heart in the
Yeah.
bottom right, and then you only see it when you see it on your story. Yeah, it's just the way it's gone from love letters and Roman
Yeah.
architecture
Minimal
to I'm gonna like
effort.
yours. I'm not even gonna react.
Exactly.
I'm not gonna comment.
Just
I'm just
a
gonna press
like.
just that little like.
I will say one of my favorite things that you guys mentioned is like the sending each other memes or the sending each other the reels. Like it really is a language, like with especially I think with like long distance friendships or whatever, it's such a nice little way of just being like, this made me think of you, I love you. And it just keeps people like
Yeah,
top of mind
it's
and I
cute,
love
and it
that,
kind of
honestly.
reignites like any inside jokes, and it just yeah, it
Right,
keeps
right,
everything
right.
alive. Yeah, it's a
Yeah.
cute thing. I don't like the like side of
Ananya and
things,
I
but I like the
were.
memes. I was just about to mention.
I was just gonna say, Ananya and I are lot. Well, we were. She lives in London now, but we were
Yeah.
long distance friends for like how many years? We met, and it's the really weirdest
Three.
story how we met. But we were friends
I want to
online.
hear
So we both follow this YouTube channel, and the motto of
Okay.
that YouTube channel is like to seek discomfort. So a lot of people who follow the same motto made these WhatsApp groups to talk to like-minded people. And the minute lockdown hit, which was 4 years ago this month, we joined the same group chat, right? And then that's how we
Yeah.
started talking. So there's like eight of us. We just found out that one of our friends is getting married, one of our
Oh.
online slash in-person friends this
Wow.
morning.
That's yeah.
And
That's the
so that.
wildest news I've woken up to in a
Yeah,
while.
and
Yeah.
that's how we became friends. And then we would send reels. I still send Ananya reels, and we send it to each other. And then in September, Ananya moved here. And that was the first time we'd met. I went to pick her up at the airport.
Yeah, and it's so weird how I met her, and it did not feel like I was meeting her for the first time at all.
That's nice.
At all.
Isn't it crazy how that can happen now? Like, I love that story, and it reminds me of, I've made two of my bestest friends now, and we met through Instagram stories. Okay, the only reason one of them and I met was because she loved my Trader Joe's haul. So Trader Joe's, you guys don't have Trader Joe's, which is so sad because it's such a beautiful place. But it's a supermarket here in the States, and they have really fun things. And I would always post my hauls, like what I got from Trader Joe's. And she loved it. She lives in Canada. They don't have it either. So she would always be like, oh my God, this looks so good. Like, just random. And then we started talking, exchanged numbers. Then we started FaceTiming. She was going through a breakup. And then she came to Miami to meet me. And now I'm going to her wedding. And I'm a bridesmaid. Like, that, it's just insane. Wow.
No, it is. It is. Like, Ananya,
it's crazy.
And I love that. Like, Ananya, I made Ananya meet a friend of mine, Ronak, a couple of months ago, who I became friends with on Twitter. Simply because we were both active on Twitter and then started replying to things. And then I was like, oh, you seem nice. And then we just became friends. And he flew here from the US. And we just met him. Like, I love that the five love, like, we have five love languages, but I think there's so many different, and I feel like social media has to be one of them. 110%.
I swear, absolutely, the closest people in my life right now, I've met most of them through social media. And that's just wild.
I feel like social media is like an informal CV for your personality. It's kind of like, you know, like, these are things I like, this is, but it's actually quite a nice way because you don't have to go through like all the mingling and actual sort of like physical networking, and it's just totally, like, okay, I can just, don't have to say anything, don't have to press a button, anything, like, but if you do vibe with somebody, or if you feel like, oh, you want to reach out, you can, which is really cute.
Yeah, no, exactly, like you're like, I your always... Trader Joe holds, I'm gonna follow you. Do you still do them? That sounds so fun. I should do that with Costco. I'm always in Costco for no reason.
Oh, with my hauls. Oh my God, I love Costco too.
I love Costco.
I didn't know that I could order. So we have, do you guys have something called probably not.
We have our version of it, yeah.
Okay, so I didn't know, I don't have a Costco membership, but I didn't know that I could order things from Costco through this app, even though I don't have a membership. So obviously, the world is my oyster now that I figured that out. But I haven't been doing a lot of hauls anymore. I need to get back to that.
I have...
My Costco hauls would just be cookies, you guys. I'm not, and detergent powder, because that's all I seem to get.
Have you had the
Costco? But it's 5 minutes from my house, and I live there. I'm always there, for no reason. Yeah.
Oh my God!
What are the supermarkets in London called? I feel like you guys have so many.
Tesco. It's my favorite. Big Tesco. You have a big Tesco, and then you have Tesco a small Express. Tesco, which is like a corner shop. Yeah. I love Tesco. That's the only one I go to.
Which is the one that has, so I was just in London in December, and I went with one of my best friends who had never been before, and I was like, listen, I gotta take you to this, I forget the name, but I was like, it's a supermarket, but it has, like, Revlon. It has, like, makeup in them. It as well.
No, Tesco, Sainsbury's, because they've got the makeup.
Debenhams? But that's not a superstore, but, like, most of them have makeup counters.
But and she was like, oh, is it like Target? Because we have like Target here. And I'm like, no. Target does not have the makeup that this place has. Like, it has, I don't know. I loved it.
Isn't Walmart similar?
Walmart is similar. I have a story to tell about Walmart, but I'm going to let Lisa answer your question. Yeah. I find it funny.
No, yeah. I want to hear the Walmart story. I think it is. I think it's just much bigger. I feel like the one I went to in London, I don't know. I feel like the selection is so curated. Walmart is huge, you know?
Walmart is. Mm-hmm. But we actually went to, so I had a family wedding in Canada in October, and our hotel was literally like, it was, Lisa, are you familiar with like Hamilton in Toronto? I think it's Toronto. Okay.
No.
So yeah, it's like kind of in the middle of nowhere. And so our hotel was like next to a Walmart, and just to get a breathing space, because it was a wedding that lasted, like, there were five events. All everybody would do would end up going to Walmart all the time. It just became an obsession. Like, it was like a breath, like an escape. Like, and like, oh, where's so-and-so? They're in Walmart. Where's so-and-so? They're in Walmart. And then I remember there was this like old couple, and he was talking about what him and his wife like to do when they go on holiday. And he was like, yeah, you know, when we go away, we like to see lots of different things and stuff like that. And then his wife was like, she turned around and she's like, I don't know why he's saying that. All we've done is gone to Walmart. Like, there's nothing that we've done. And it just became a thing. Like, I don't know. It just was like such a, yeah, we loved it because it was Brett. Just
I love it. It's a thing. Listen, during COVID, when we couldn't see other people, my 2 a.m. big Tesco trips saved my mental health. I would go for no reason. Oh, yeah. I would go to buy water, but it's big Tesco, and you don't, like, I don't need a reason to go to it. I just go because it's big Tesco.
And my love language is
to go to big Tesco with me.
Yeah. We've seen those Tesco trips on, like, video calls.
Yeah, I used to video call these guys. And I used to be like, guys, let's go big Tesco. I don't need anything. I'm going to just go because I want to go somewhere.
That's so funny. No, one of my favorite videos to watch on TikTok or anywhere is people's hauls. I want to see everything you got at the supermarket. Show me everything.
Exactly. I love it. Be that clothes, your groceries, like, just stock your fridge and I'll watch it. Like, I love it. Yeah. I could never be that organized, but I love that you are that organized.
Right?
I see a lot of these ASMR organizing videos where people restock my fridge.
Yeah, I've seen a Korean one. Restock my like makeup Hami drawer. Or something. Hami Mami? Yeah. Have you guys heard of that?
I don't know anyone's
username. There's so many. There's so many.
Yeah.
I like ASMR. I'm like 10 years late to the trend, you guys, but I've only recently got into ASMR because earlier it used to really irritate me and I'm just thinking that was just my headphones or something. But recently I'm like, this is so fun. And there's so many different types. Like, what do you mean there's a You're at the Eye Doctor ASMR? Like, why is that a target market? And why have 2 million people watched it? And why am I one of them? Someone answer this.
It must resonate. It must be something.
So funny.
Something doesn't.
I don't. My For You page on TikTok is really weird. That's a conversation for a different day and for no listeners. No listeners should be subjected to this.
I actually want to know what is on your guys' algorithm right now.
Books. So 90% of mine is books because I love reading and it's like, but it's like dark romance, like those books, you guys.
Like smut?
Yes.
Is that what people call it?
Yes.
Like Colleen Hoover?
Yes.
No, vibes?
Yes. Okay. Yes. And right now it's like, it's books where people, the main male character has a nickname for the female character. And it's just all of those books. And it's, I have too many to read. So my main thing is books. What about you guys?
I have this really weird mixture. So it's People's A Day in My Life. And then there are these really aesthetic 30-second reels about London. Then there are makeup videos. And then there are a lot of weird Indian memes, which is just like another niche all in itself. So, it's a wild mixture.
Yeah, mine is quite an assortment as well. A bit boring, really. Like, I'm quite into sort of natural health, so it's just everything about, like, just natural health. What else? A little bit of music and a few things about Portugal, because I sort of have a bit of an obsession with Portugal right now. So, nothing really exciting.
That's cool.
I also have dogs, but I think that's just because I have a dog. Then I watch dog content and it's just all... And I have a friend on my TikTok who will repost every dog video he sees. So even if it's not meant to be on my For You page, it's on it because he's reposting. And then he's like to me, why are you reposting really sad poetry? And I'm like, I get inspired by it. So this is my DMs with him. He sends me dog videos and I send him like hopecore and like sad, depressed poetry. And he's like, what is wrong with you? And I'm like, no, just look how nicely written. And he's like, but here's a dash end. And I'm like, okay.
If you want to talk about inspiration, the other day I actually did this. I don't know where the idea came from, but on YouTube I typed like lions in love. I thought, I just want to see lions in love, like I want to see love. So yeah, but it was actually really cute, like it warmed my heart and I loved it. Yeah, it's very nice.
I'm gonna so cute. I'll search that as soon as we hang out.
Really nice. They were, like, looking each other.
You know what I've seen?
Yeah,
that's so stop it. That's so cute. No, I've seen videos of like people who get reunited with the lions that they've raised. Have you guys ever seen that?
Like born free.
Like people go back and they
like that kind of vibe.
Yeah, and they're like, then they let them go free, and then they go back and meet the lions and the tigers that they've raised. And I'm like, stop. That's so like adorable. Because my dog is tiny and psycho, but he'd sell me for a chicken nugget. So it's so nice that these lions that are in the wild are like, oh my god, 5 years later, I still remember you. Simba would forsake me if somebody gives him a treat. I'm not even joking.
Simba as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know, it fits with the lion. It fits with the lion.
Funny enough, weirdly today, it's like a universal thing. I walked past like a shop. I think it was like a charity shop. Are they what are they called in America? Do you say charity shops? Do you, thrift stores?
Thrift store.
Oh, thrift,
yeah.
Thrift
and I was store. Looking past yeah. one, and there was like the Lion King games. So it just seems to be like a vibe that's coming out. Yeah. Ooh.
I like lions, guys. Lions are very cool.
Yeah, I really like the Lion King.
I'm having a moment with monkeys and orangutans. Mm. Like, I would sell my soul for a monkey.
You should come to Delhi. We have loads just running around for no reason. Why are they in Delhi of all places? Like, if they're near forests and stuff, I'll get it. But every time I go back home to Delhi, they're like, please shut your windows, there's monkeys. And I'm like, yeah, okay, great.
Orangutans in Delhi.
Oh, I would open all of them.
There's just so many. You have to come to India. Go to India. I say come to India.
I had the weirdest incident. Couple of incidents, actually.
Oh.
So this one time I was back in India. I was in my room and I was studying. And I heard a noise outside. So my room opens up to this hall, kind of an area where we keep our fruits, and there's the fridge and all of that, the dining table. So I open my room and there's a monkey just eating from our fridge.
Wow.
And I stand there for a second because I am frozen from shock. How is a monkey inside our house? The doors are locked. So I don't know how he got in there. So then I called my dad and then we just kind of sent him away. But a lot of monkeys come to my house that way, and they come, and we have plants outside my place, on the stairs leading up to my house. They always break the pots.
Wow.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So I'm have
coming
a
over.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Lisa's moving in. Just tell your
I'm
mom.
Coming over.
So I'm from India too, but
no,
I'll you come should. Over and
if,
sit
if you
away
can handle
them.
Those, then I think you can handle
anything. Where I'm from in India is like the north, but I've never seen. I think the most. All I've seen is like stray dogs, like random toads.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen anything. Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah, no. See, it depends. It depends where, because I've got family up yeah. north in India and like past Punjab. And every time we'd go there, there'd be monkeys just everywhere there. And then in Delhi, depending on where you go, there are monkeys. But like certain states don't have them, but they're just everywhere. Where there are monkeys there are everywhere. And we used to drive up to the mountains a lot when I was a kid in India, and the amount of stories I could tell you about the monkeys just stealing our sandwiches while we're eating them is like insane. Or we used to feed them bread in the cars, and my dad would be like, stop feeding them, this is why they're following us. And I'm like, yes, but look how cute they are. And he was like, no. You have to go to India to see the monkeys,
no,
for sure.
All I'm hearing is that I'm living in the wrong place.
Yes.
That's what I'm gathering right now.
110%.
Did you know, like a fun fact, my cousin told me this. I think it's in the Himalayan... There's like a Rastafarian tribe or something. Have you heard about this, Lakika and Anya? In like, I don't know, the Himalayan, somewhere around there. Like there's, have like Israeli Rastafarians, like a tribe. Part of India.
This is the first I'm hearing of it.
To be fair, India is so big. There's like, I don't think I could live my entire life there and never know everything about it.
I think it's called Kasol.
That's true.
I've got family in Kasol, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, Israeli Rastafarians. Yeah,
very interesting.
Fun fact. Very
I will go. Yeah. And that, guys, I think this is a good place for us to have a little breather, for us to drink some water. And, guys, we will be right back after this song.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back, everybody, to Doing the Thing. I am Lakika Chowdhury, and I am here with Ananya, Anushka, and Lisa. So, guys, we were discussing something absolutely hilarious in the break. So, can we please talk about that Oompa Loompa picture that's gone viral and the Willy Wonka experience that's in Glasgow? Who wants to start us off? Because I don't know if I could talk about it without laughing, and Ananya's already lost it. So, does anyone else want to talk about it?
Well, I didn't know what had happened until you guys just told me, and I did a quick Google, and I too would have been very disappointed if this is what I walked into. I'm confused as to how they let this happen, though.
This is my point. It's like, you charge people for it, which is fine, it's an experience, and you promise this, like, and they used AI generated images, that's the thing. So when they promoted it, they used all these super cool, super colorful generated images that were AI generated, and they said a world of pure imagination, and then the pictures are just, oh, it's so bad.
I feel like they should have underlined imagination because they wanted everybody to walk in and use their imagination. Their imagination.
It's like false marketing at its finest, right?
It's criminal at this point because there's nothing. There was like one bouncy castle. There was like one rainbow. There was some absolutely bizarre chemical laboratory. Nobody got paid for it. So these people earned £35 per head. Plus, they didn't pay the workers. Like, I was gobsmacked. Like, there's bad events, and then there's, like, this isn't even an event, right?
No, this is a flop. Like,
yeah. They had a proper grown woman dressed as an Oompa Loompa.
I felt so bad for her.
I mean,
like, she's talking about it now, and she's just like, this is so bad. And she was like, this is so embarrassing for me. And I was like, I'm embarrassed for you.
Yeah, and if you've seen the pictures that have come up,
I'm just so confused.
Just look at her
face. I wonder where it went wrong.
Maybe they need to invest
all hope for life.
They might need to invest in their set design department, I think. Yeah.
Somebody needs to. I agree. I think the idea behind it is great, right? Like, hosting this, the movie was really popular, and it's something that we've all grown up with, that book and stuff. So that's great. But then, where did the money go? What did they spend it on? There was no set. There was nothing. Why were there beakers? I don't understand. Why it looked
are
like
people
my
getting,
school. Yeah.
Are people are getting refunds? Like, do we know what is
chocolate?
Happening?
Yeah. Apparently they are getting refunds. But now the workers are like, oh, you still need to pay us because we worked, even though you didn't organize it properly. So they're now saying that we should get paid as well. But I just don't understand how the person who's organizing it looked at it and was like, yeah, why not? Let's go ahead and do it anyway. Like,
maybe they're
broke. Oh, and have you heard about
this movie that I feel like has solid momentum?
Yeah. Have you heard about the apology that the owner or organizer of the experience issued? He mentioned somewhere that, I'm really surprised that this did not match up to people's expectations. What did you expect?
Bestie. It was an empty warehouse. And apparently, he used the money to pay for his wedding, not to set up the event. That's what some, like, that's what some people are saying. They were like, oh, you used it to pay for your wedding and, like, to pour all the money into that.
It's like gaslighting.
Are you kidding me, right?
Yeah.
Also, they didn't even get jelly beans, you guys. Imagine going to a Charlie and the Chocolate Factory event and you get jelly beans, not chocolate, sorry. So there was no chocolate present.
I would be so upset.
So why
I'm
were there
upset.
Those beakers?
I didn't even apply to go here. Like, I don't get
it.
It
just looked like a sad
like,
chemistry lab.
It.
Like, the chemistry
so
labs we have in school look happier than that.
Maybe
but,
the chemistry
yeah,
lab.
The question is, why was there a chemistry lab in the first place?
Chemistry lab, just trying to, perhaps her thought process was like, his chocolate factory was like, you know, they're constantly making, do you know what I mean? Like creating and testing out all
these.
So that's the only sort of grace
like
I can give them.
Like a modern version of it. See, I get that. Maybe he was doing like a modern take on a factory and like making all of these things. But I just don't understand.
You know what? What I don't understand is in the world we live in now, where everything is going to be online, how do you afford to mess up this way? When you know people are going to talk about it, you know people are going to find out you didn't do it correctly, you know people are going to roast you. I just don't get it, you know? Or it's like you did it anyway.
Maybe it's
that
like
was
a cavity-free
happen.
Chocolate event or something. They just wanted it to be like, they should have said it like that.
Maybe it was a simulation. And it was like, this is what you feel. This is what your brain feels like. Like, I just don't get it. I found out about this because I saw that picture of that, the lady who was playing an Oompa Loompa with the green wig. And then she just doesn't want to be in existence at this place anymore. Yeah. And I was like, what on earth is happening? And then I was like, then I looked into it and I was like, oh, he's charged people for it. It's not even one of these like free immersive experiences that you have scattered around London. Like, he's actually made people pay for this thing.
Yes.
So funny. Yeah, like, all we can do is like, it's
just, and apparently people are like, he's going to reopen it.
Yeah, apparently he's going to redesign the whole thing and reopen it. But then now I have trust issues. So,
oh god,
why would I want to go to that
now?
Again?
It's giving.
Let's not get into that.
No, it's but giving. We don't know what you gave us because we gave you money and you gave us nothing.
True.
Have
you seen
baffling.
The pictures?
It's baffling to me.
There was this
I keep
one
looking
room.
At the pictures, and I'm like,
yeah, there's this one room with just a small poster of something resembling a Candyland place. That's so sad.
All I'm thinking of is that my school hosted better events. Like,
yeah.
My school with their limited budget hosted better events than this. Like, I feel like a 10-year-old could have made it much more creative and pretty. Like, I just don't understand
the money went. It looks like, we were talking about charity shops and thrift stores earlier. It looks like they got, like, the props from there. Like, this looks really...
Can we talk about the parent who was so upset he called the police? He was like,
mood.
I need to get the cops involved in this.
Such a mood. This is theft of the highest order. He was like, misrepresentation. See, as a lawyer, I can think of all the laws that he should have cited. He was like, this is misrep. This is somehow it's just harassment because what the hell has happened? You've stolen my money? Like,
he was like, call the authorities.
Yeah, he was like, I don't know which authorities, but I'm gonna call 999 because they're the only ones I can think of right now.
So crazy.
It's such a good PR gimmick though.
But it's
because like now the guy's trending.
It is, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a Kim K.
Did they need that?
In with candy. It's like it's that kind of vibe. Yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, I think the movie was so popular that I don't know if this was
right. I'm like, did they need to do it this way? If they wanted attention, did it have to be this way?
Like, why is I don't know publicity is bad publicity, but this is bad publicity.
This is bad publicity.
Bad.
Initially, I thought that this is maybe not related to the movie, but I don't know. Do you guys know about that?
I don't know if it's related to the movie, but I feel like it's going to impact people's opinions on that, regardless of whether the movie or the producers are the reasons that this is happening. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just, it's going to have a direct impact in some way, in the sense that people are going to be like, this was based off of it. So even if it's nothing to do with the people who made that movie and whatnot, which I still haven't seen. I know, you guys, I will watch it eventually.
I haven't either.
Okay.
I haven't either.
I'm not the only one.
I haven't either.
I want to,
but none of us have.
Great. I love this.
I'm so attached to the one that came out when we were younger. The one with Johnny Depp.
The one with Johnny Depp?
Yeah. So I feel bad watching another Willy Wonka movie.
No, also, I feel like it gets to the point where movies stop being aimed at you. So I was talking on a slight tangent. I was talking to my friend about Marvel. So I am a Marvel girl hard and through. Like, I love Marvel films, but I feel like the current phase of Marvel isn't for me. It's for my sister and people. Yeah, my sister's 9 years younger than me. So 9-10 years ago when Iron Man came out and the first Avengers films came out, that was for me. And now I feel like it isn't for me. Now I feel like it's for my sister and people younger than her. And it's getting to the point where she's like, oh, it's not for me either. I prefer, you know, the movies that have just recently come out. So I feel like it gets to the point where you can't really rewatch things. Like, maybe it's just me, but like, you can, there's only sometimes you can, some things you can rewatch. But like, I love Marvel, but after Endgame, like, I feel like I washed my hands off it. Like, this doesn't hit the same anymore. Mm-hmm.
Same. I think I tried.
What shows are you guys?
Sorry, no, go ahead.
Sorry?
What were you saying?
No, I was going to say, what shows are you guys watching right now? I need some new shows on my roster.
Oh, I have just binge watched Ready, Set, Love. It's a Thai drama, like a Korean drama, mm-hmm. and it's like eight episodes, and they're all really pretty, and that's why I started watching it, and it's brilliant. I love it.
Ready, Set, Love?
Yes, it's on Netflix. Okay. It's really good. It's like eight episodes, and there's the little twists in it. I really enjoy it, and it's just, it's really good fun. And I'm also watching Love is Blind, because
I was
really
just going to ask if anybody was watching.
Yes.
Okay.
So no,
not right now, but I've been enjoying so much.
I love
about
that
it.
Show so much.
I hate it so much that I love it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know yeah. What I mean? Me too. I hate it to the point where I love it. And every year I'm like, I'm not going to watch it. And I watch it every time it comes up. Season 6 or whatever we're on. I am waiting. I'm like, when's Wednesday coming? I want the next episode.
Are you caught up? Are you fully caught up?
Yeah, I'm fully caught up. Are you fully caught up?
Do you like anybody?
I don't know if I like anybody at the moment. I feel like I did. And now I'm just like, why? Why are all of you people with each other?
All I'm going to say is when Chelsea has me rooting for a man, that's when you know.
Yeah.
When you have me rooting for the man.
I know. I can't. I have to forward their scenes and then rewind them and watch them like this.
Would you guys ever do a show like that? Like, would you ever participate in a show like that?
For this, I need some context. What is this show What's about?
Okay. So, basically, it's a dating show, right? Mm-hmm. And they're trying to prove whether or not love is blind. So, they get a group of women and a group of men, and they've been doing it in different cities in the United States, right? So the current one is in Charlotte, North Carolina. So they handpick like 15 guys, 15 girls, and they move into this, you know, establishment, and they have the men living here and the women living here. They do not see each other. And what happens is it's basically like speed dating. So they enter these pods where there's a wall and they can't see each other. So they're just getting to know each other through a wall. And then people slowly continue, like the dating progresses in hopes that people will just find one person that they connect with. And the only time you're able to meet the person is if they propose to you through the wall. Oh, they have to propose to you. You have to say yes. And then the doors open and you get to meet them. And then the couples that do make it, because there are couples that make it, that's the whole point of the show, right? The couples that make it, or that, I guess, agree to marry each other, then they take them on a honeymoon. So they go on a honeymoon, okay? Mind you, they have not spoken to anybody in their life. They don't have their phones, nothing. And then they bring them back into society. So then they come back to Charlotte. They give them all, like, apartments, right? So that they can be, like, filming them. And basically they give them a timeline of, I don't know how long it is. I think it's, like, 4 or 6 weeks or something,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, something like that.
And in that time, they have to get, or not have to, but the point is that is when their wedding is. So it documents the entire experience from getting to, like, meeting people in the pods to walking down the aisle to see if they both say yes or no and marry each other.
I didn't know about
it's crazy
part.
It's so good. It's so good though. It's like, it's so bad,
good.
It's so good. It's one of my favorite.
Exactly.
It's
yeah,
I don't know who thought of it. And they do it in other countries as well. There's a French version, there's a
oh,
South
they do?
Korean, there's a Brazilian version.
Oh,
that's
know.
A good one. Watch the Brazilian version.
Have you seen all versions?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do it in...
Wow.
No, I've not seen all versions. I've only seen this one and the Brazilian one. But they do it in different countries as well. And so the whole Love is Blind thing, right? And so now we have... I think this is the finale this week. So we get to
yeah,
see if...
It's
yeah,
the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, and then we get to see if they say yes at the altar. And it's just, it's so interesting because obviously they then meet each other and they meet the other people that they've dated. So they see, oh, this is the person I said no to and this is what they look like. And this is the person I said mm-hmm. no to and this is what they look like. And that obviously causes mm-hmm. drama. And it's just,
it's
so,
so
fun.
Good.
It's a social,
yeah.
it's a social psychological
experiment
and it's just brilliant.
Right.
I was just about
really
to
is.
Talk
but
about the
it's,
social
it's,
psychology
it's
part of it all.
Disastrous to watch.
Yeah, it is. Ananya studies psychology, so that's why I was like, I have to mention it. But yeah, no, it's
disastrous. I would be very interested in.
You can binge use my Netflix if you need to binge watch it.
What's that thing? Is it Stockholm syndrome, where like, you fall in love with your kidnapper? Mm. I think is it the kidnapper?
Yeah, but I guess. Yeah, it is that. But I don't know. Maybe a variation of it because you're stuck with these people. You do 10, 15 hour long days. But some of these couples do work out. So there are couples from season one that have been together for years and so on and so on. I'm not saying every couple works out, but there are couples.
Super few.
Yeah, a few. So yeah. It's not that it's a bad environment. I don't think there are problems because people end up dating the same person and then, you know, one person's heart gets broken or one person gets upset. And so I see the negatives of it, but I think it's a very interesting show to watch because you get to see how people are. And Ananya, if you watch one of the earlier seasons, there's a very embarrassing Indian guy. So I'm just going to tell you that right now. He's very embarrassing.
Oh my gosh.
He made me embarrassed to be in the same country as him. I felt all the hands of embarrassment, every single one of them.
I used to see him all the time. We would go to the same coffee shop because I think he started dating somebody here in Miami. So I would see him all the time and I'd be like, oh. Whoa. But you know what I was going to say is I think something challenging with this show now is that so many people, I mean, like so many reality TV shows now, right? But so many people go on just because they want to get famous, they want to get followers because you have such a wide reach and you're exposed to so many people, and people do get tons of followers and they do get audiences. And so I think that's also become the problem. Like you can so see who's there because they just want, you know, and no shame, like Love whatever Island, right? You want to do, but it's
like, we have a UK. Have you heard of Love Island? Yeah.
Okay, yes, I love Love Island. Yeah.
I try not to, like, I'm quite stubborn with these things because yeah, I kind of think I don't want to give it too much of my time, but then I do kind of like sneakily kind of like, yeah, watch a little bit. And you do get drawn into it, don't you? But it's like, I try not to when I know it's like that, but it's entertainment. Yeah. So.
But I feel like the Love Island vibe is very different to this. Like, this is very, like, Love Island, you know, Maths, Sex on the Beach, X on the Beach, more like, my bad. All of those ones are so different to this. Have you guys seen The Circle? I don't know. That's a British thing. I don't know if you guys ever watched The Circle.
I've heard of it. I haven't watched it.
So it is reality TV. It is a social experiment, but it's very different to, say, Love Island, right? Which is very... I feel like they are on the same spectrum of reality shows, but completely different ends. Like in The Circle, you go on and the only way you communicate with other players is through this app, right? And you can make up your own persona. So some people go on as themselves, but some people pretend to be someone else. Like we have parents pretending to be their younger kids or people pretending to be their siblings because they're like, oh, people will like a young 25-year-old model rather than like the me. And so they pretend to be that person. They answer questions, they talk to each other, they play games, and you never see who the person is until you get voted off. And the aim is to make the best persona to win, essentially. And so it's very similar to the whole you don't see the person in Love is Blind, but I think it's so different to, say, the way Love Island is in and so I find these ones a lot more interesting. Not to say I don't watch Love Island, I do, but I find these ones a lot more, I think there's a lot more to learn about people and the way people behave in these ones than in Love Island.
Interesting. So the more layers.
I would recommend you guys watch Love is Blind.
It's just interesting. I think it's so interesting to watch people, because you do watch some people develop these really strong connections and these really strong bonds.
Yeah.
And then when they see each other, I think especially this season, maybe you'll agree with me, especially this season, the reveals when the couples that have quote unquote fallen in love, when they have that moment, that reveal, it's been very evident this season when you can see it on either one of their faces where they're disappointed, or maybe disappointed is not the right word, but
it's the picture didn't match up to what they had in the head.
You can tell they're like, ugh. You can tell they're not like, whoa, I'm so excited that this is what you look like.
Which is what you had in previous seasons. So I feel like this is one of the first seasons that I've seen people be like, oh.
Interestingly enough,
just underwhelming.
Yeah, I did a show on this. I think it was like, we were discussing, do you think you can fall in love with somebody without meeting them. So basically, like, can you build a connection over time and stuff like that? But, and I know what you mean, like, where you might feel sort of underwhelmed. But then have you necessarily fallen in love if you have? I don't know. That's what a lot of everybody, people were saying, you know. If your connection is that strong, it's not to say you wouldn't be entitled to feel like, oh, it's a bit of a disappointment because you didn't match up to the vibe I was getting. And obviously, naturally, you're going to sort of create an image in your head that might be separated from the reality. Mm-hmm. But if it is that strong, would you feel like...
Yeah. That's the thing. That's the thing, isn't it? It's like they've made these decisions and some of them, you can clearly see that they're regretting it because they had connections with like two people and they chose one, but the other person matches like the person that they wanted in their head.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's what the whole show is about. And obviously the show tries to make it messy. Okay. They'll introduce those people back in the mix. They'll bring them to events. And it'll be like, oh, I'm the other person that you kind of liked and didn't like.
Yeah. Okay.
A big mistake that we were seeing this season more than others, as if I'm like producing this show, but with one couple in particular, she said who her celebrity lookalike was, and that was problematic for so many reasons, but mainly because the guy that she was dating was torn between him and another woman. And the other woman had a child. She had a daughter, or she has a daughter, and the other one didn't. And the one who told him, oh, people say I look like Megan Fox, is what she said. And you say that to any man.
Yeah.
He's, you know, yeah. I feel like going to be like, well, easy choice, you know, Megan Fox, say less.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't have a daughter because he was nervous about that. You could tell he was nervous about her already having a daughter. And so... she said that and you could see the disappointment in his face when the reveal happened because I think part of the experiment is don't talk about your looks because somebody's either going to be disappointed or they're going to be let down in some way maybe it is going to match their expectation, but you don't want to have that pressure already before you even met. And so the internet is going crazy with this,
essentially, isn't it?
It's tricky because her wording was more along the lines of, not that I think I look like Megan Fox. She was like, I've been told. Mm-hmm. And maybe she meant it via features, but I think he expected her to just be a photocopy of Megan Fox.
Did you see any resemblance to yourself? And like, was there anything like...
If you see the TikToks on it, you can see where some of her like facial structure, her bone structure, her eyes.
Yeah.
Like I get that aspect of it, but in his brain, he was just like, she is Megan Fox. Like that's what he thought. And
the thing is, he picked her, right? He ends up picking her.
He meets.
And then come to realize the one he didn't pick. Really does look like I don't know if she looks like Megan Fox, but she's stunning. And I'm not saying they're both stunning.
But with the image that he had in his head, it would have been the other woman that he didn't choose. Like they're both absolutely gorgeous, but you could see that that's what he wanted physically,
right?
Rather than the one that he chose, and it's gonna come to a head this Wednesday. We get to see. Who says yes, and then we get a reunion show as well where we see afterwards who's stuck together and whatnot, which is also my favorite part. But it's like it's so fascinating because it just opens up so many conversations, because even in one of the previous seasons there were people talking about like what do you look like sort of situation, and it just defeats the purpose of the experiment. But also it just shows that there are some people who are going to not ever be able to prove that love is blind, if it is or isn't, you know.
I was going to ask you guys if people like find loopholes and talk about how they look and how that affects the whole experiment. For sure. But
like they'll people will talk about just you know, even little things like the color of your hair or if you work out regularly. I feel like although that's a very important conversation for people, a lot of people, the gym and working out is important, but it gives that person some sort of like almost like a scale in their brain. They're like, oh, okay, if someone works out regularly and they're like, yeah, I'm doing this, this and this, then it just gives you more of an understanding, and that's not what's meant to happen. But you can't just avoid that all completely. I get it, but this Megan Fox line was problematic.
It was.
But I do recommend to you guys, if there's one thing that you guys take away, the two of you, from this hour of chatting, is that please
watch Love Is Blind.
Watch Love Is Blind.
So inspired. Like,
I will.
And then
I will.
We can. We
if
can...
anything, it is just interesting. That's the thing. Like, it really is.
It really. Mm-hmm. It's really fun. I really enjoy it. But that, guys, we have come to the hour. Has this even felt like an hour?
What?
Like, this is insane.
No.
But yeah, that's all we have time for today. Thank you.
I feel like
to Ananya,
started.
Anushka, and Lisa. Where can our listeners find you? Ananya, when can our listeners listen out for you?
So usually on Saturdays at 1 PM and I'm live. So always, I mean.
Yeah, perfect. Anushka?
I'm live too, and you can find me Sunday nights at 7 PM.
And Lisa?
I have new episodes of my podcast Unwinding every Tuesday. So
perfect.
I'm not live, but...
And you guys can listen to me live every Sunday at 12. Remember to catch new episodes of Doing the Thing live on Wizard Radio Station every Sunday from 8 PM and on all podcast platforms every Monday morning. We will see you guys next week.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.